It allows for discussion. It's courteous. It's willing to yield to others. And it's full of mercy and good deeds. Willing to yield. Our human nature does not want to yield to anybody. And if you're married, especially your wife. And if you got kids, especially to them. Sometimes we have to submit one to another, the Bible says. This is a family thing. It's everybody working together. It's not just you do what I say. Me chief, you Indian. I guess I shouldn't say that. It might be racial. I'm not trying to be racial. Hallelujah. It allows discussion. If you find yourself not allowing discussion, you know you're operating in the wrong kind of wisdom. And if you're not willing to yield, at least to hear them, then you know what kind of wisdom you got. It's full of mercy and good deeds. It is wholehearted and straightforward and sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of goodness. Gah! Man, glory to God. Woo, is that the high life or what? Is that the jubilee or what? Is that the greatest and best year of your life? Jesus, I'm getting happy. Just leave me alone. Amen. We get wisdom by asking for it, by consuming God's word. Psalms 119:11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. It says, if I get your word so that they would hold me back. Your word holds me back from sin. And C, we get wisdom by inviting wise people into our lives. I mean, no, you're not going to get any wisdom when you're running with fools.